أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. This is the last ayat of Surah Al-Zuha, in the surah we have been explained, after Allah Ta'ala took qasam of the sun and the day and the night, and that Allah Ta'ala has not forsaken Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in any way, though that short period did come in which Allah did not send wahi to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and that was a very difficult and hard period on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And Allah Ta'ala explained that we will soon be giving you so much and be making you happy in any way. Then Allah Ta'ala explained three conditions which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through. His orphan, when he was an orphan, when he did not know how to please Allah, the details of it, and that Allah had found him poor and how Allah had made him rich. And then three things Allah Ta'ala explained that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should observe. One was that the orphan never ever be harsh and never be never rebuke him in any way. The beggar always also don't be harsh and be hard on, neither be harsh or hard on him. The third thing Allah Ta'ala says, and the ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with, then speak of that ni'mat. So this is now at the end of the surah, and very beautifully Allah Ta'ala completes the surah that all the ni'mats which Allah has given you, and the particular ni'mat that is being more referred to according to the Mufassireen here is the ni'mat of the details of deen. This deen which Allah Ta'ala has given you, then speak of it. And from fahadith comes the word hadith, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then spoke about all the various aspects of deen, and which we know as hadith today. Hadith are the words of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which he explained deen to us in a very practical way. To have understood the Quran Sharif directly would have been very difficult for us. Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Ali in fact says that the Quran is more in need of the hadith than what the hadith is in need of the Quran. Meaning thereby that the hadith can be understood without the Quran Sharif, but the Quran Sharif can never be understood without the hadith Sharif. The Quran is the word of Allah. It is beyond our capacity to understand it, and directly from our side there is no question of it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not only verbally but practically taught the teachings of Allah Ta'ala, and that is also called hadith, the actions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is also called hadith where certain things took place in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he did not reject it, he did not refute it in any way. That is also hadith. So that is all this deen. So Allah says, you speak about it. In other words, propagate deen, the full details of deen. And Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasallam did not only propagate deen, but in Hajjatul Wada, took a agreement from the Sahaba and told them, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدْ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبِ. Those of you who are present, you also convey this message. And this is all direct reference to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as far as all of us are concerned, yeah, it is, there is a great lesson for us that we also take, that every person, the amount of deeni knowledge he has got, he must also pass it on to others. Not only, it's not only the work of the ulama or the work of tabligh jamaat, but every individual. How much we know, namaz is five times for us, we must convey this to our children. And not only verbally, but we should make an effort that they also practically make their five times namaz. Every observance of the command of Allah Ta'ala, we know how a Muslim should be dressed. Like that, we should teach our children also. And we should make the effort not only verbally, but that we see they dress Islamically. Their language also, their behavior also. Everything what we know, what Allah has given us, we have got knowledge of that deen, how much we have got. It is our duty now that we convey to others as well. At least our family members, and then whoever else, how much we can. But, so this is also, Allah has taken this agreement from us. in various other places, that we will also convey this message of deen. If we just look at it, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not convey this deen, where should we have been today? We should have been in total darkness, completely lost. In the same way, we also have to convey this deen to other people. The other aspect here is that this ni'mat of Allah, which Allah has given a person, a person must express it. He must make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But here is a very fine line, and a person must be very careful. It must, from expressing the ni'mat of Allah, we must not go into what is called riya, in order to show and in order let people hear what our actions are. For example, I got up for tahajjud and I tell people, Alhamdulillah, today I managed to get up for tahajjud and I really enjoyed, the tears were flowing from my eyes. If we are doing it to show the ni'mat of Allah sincerely, then that is a very great ibadat in its own. But if we are doing it to show people, that the people must know that I got up for tahajjud and I made so much du'as in tahajjud, or we tell somebody, I see him and I tell him, today in tahajjud, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me tawfiq to remember you and I made du'as for you. If it is the ni'mat of Allah which we are expressing, then it is fine. But if it is to show the person and to show people that I got up for tahajjud, then of course that is haram totally, and we destroy that action of ours. So this also we have to learn to draw the one side, we have to express the ni'mat of Allah. On the other side, we must not make a show out of it. Allah Ta'ala has given us other ni'mat, wealth for example. That wealth which Allah has given us, we should also express the ni'mat. That is, we dress accordingly, we live accordingly, and then at the same time, pride must boast, arrogance mustn't come into us. That I've got a lot of money, so I'm living it up and I'm enjoying my life in this way. So the difference between shukr and expressing the ni'mat of Allah and arrogance here. Also in the same light is that a person must have himmat and courage which Allah has given every person to do right. Allah has given us that courage which is within us. On the other hand, we must not think that we are Allah ourselves. With everything, inshaAllah must be there. Everything we must know, without the help of Allah we can do nothing. But on the other hand again, that I can't do anything without the help of Allah, so I just lie on my bed doing nothing. And I say, if only Allah helps me, I will do this, I will do that. This depression is also not allowed. And on the other hand, to think that I am Allah myself and I got power to do everything, that is also not allowed. So in between this fine line, we have to keep that distinction, and it's necessary to get this. And where we will get it is from the ulama, and we will get it from the righteous and the pious. And we have to make effort to get it and live our lives accordingly. May Allah give us tawfiq, and alhamdulillah, that brings us to the end of Surah Wadduha. May the realities of this surah and the whole Quran Sharif come into our lives, and that we express Allah's shukr, that we Allah is blessing us with this with the Quran Sharif, and that we live our lives accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.